Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Michelle Perrone. She is a board-certified lifestyle, health, and fitness coach who has been featured on today's show, Yahoo's Shine, and Chris Carr's website, Crazy Sexy Life. Michelle is author of the upcoming book, To Be Ready Next Year, 2014, Ignite Your Inner and Outer Sexy. And she's going to talk with us about how women can discover to own their own power, gain self-love, make smarter health and lifestyle choices, and uncover those hidden passions. So welcome, Michelle.
Hi, Stacey. How are you?
I am doing great. And my first question for you, Michelle, is what does it exactly mean to ignite your inner and outer sexy?
Okay, well, your inner sexy is your inner and outer sexy has to do with how you feel inside, and you know, everything related to health and wellness and your lifestyle. It all starts within you. So when you're feeling self-confident and when you have self-esteem and you love yourself, you're igniting your inner sexy and you're owning your power. And what owning your power means is standing firm for what you believe in and stand up for yourself. And don't let anyone dictate who you are. And just to live your life on your terms and nobody else's terms. So when you are igniting your inner sexy, you just feel good about yourself. And then naturally your self-love, of course, means putting nutrients into your body and putting the proper foods and making sure that the preservatives and the sugar and the antibiotics and hormones that these, food producers put in, that it stays out of your body. So that is igniting your inner sexy, and in turn, you're going to look better and your outer sexy is going to be ignited and you're going to stand up straight. And you're going to put that lipstick on and your high heels on. And you're just going to smile at everybody. And everybody's going to see the light that shines within you. And they're going to see it and just love who you are because you love who you are.
Michelle, that is awesome. I love how you just explain that. I couldn't agree more. And now, do you find that women, and maybe this is why you're writing the book, but do you find that women are dimming that light themselves? I mean, are they putting out the flame, not instead of igniting it?
Yes, I do find that a lot of people have a hard time igniting it, and they I find some of my clients, they are losing their empowerment for themselves, and they're losing their ability to own their power. And owning your power is so important. It is just so important to stand for what you believe in. And I'm always telling everybody that stand firm for what you believe in. Don't let anyone or anything stand in your way, and to live your passion. And to always wake up in the morning and do what you love. It is so important to do what you love, because if you wake up and just do something that doesn't make you happy, it is going to show throughout the whole day. It's going to show through your whole life. So it is so important to live out your passion.
Michelle, you know, you say stand up for what you believe in. And when I hear those words, and probably when a lot of people might hear those words, they think of kind of the bigger picture, you know, stand up for what you believe in, whether it's a political statement, whether it's trying to protect somebody, your family, whether it's this thing or that thing. But standing up for what you believe in could be as simple as, no, I don't want to have a beer tonight. Right?
Exactly.
Or those sorts of things. I think what women need to understand is when you say stand up for what you believe in, it doesn't have to be this, you know, huge global issue. It could be your own little issue on a daily basis that you have to really stand up for that one thing, that little one thing that maybe over time can really impact you and your sexiness.
Exactly. Like, for example, having green smoothies. I love green smoothies in the morning, and I'm always, telling people, have a green smoothie in the morning. It'll energize you. That's standing firm for what you believe in. I believe those green smoothies are energizing, and they clean your system out, and they give you energy, and they just provide a powerhouse of nutrients. And I stand firm for what I believe in. I stand firm for those green smoothies.
Right. No one's knocking my smoothie. Nuh-uh. That's right. No way, Jose. This stuff is, and you know, it's very funny because it's true. Because I love to have a juice. A green juice when you get all those nutrients. And, yeah, you feel great. And it is. It's
awesome.
It's a testament to that. They're great. They're fantastic.
And at that 3 o'clock point when a lot of people crash, I find from having the green smoothie, it just, or a juice, of course, that you juice yourself, it just keeps you going strong, and it keeps you and prevents you from having that 2-3 o'clock slump.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you this, Michelle, as I was looking through your information. What is the art of mirroring exactly? Because I know you talk a lot about that. And then how can the art of mirroring empower us?
Okay. So I love talking about the art of mirroring because I have learned so much about myself through it. So we all mirror each other. You mirror me, I mirror you, and we learn a lot about ourselves through the art of mirroring. So if somebody is talking negatively about somebody else, or if somebody is talking positively, it's a reflection about how they feel about themselves. So if somebody, for example, is talking negatively and saying, you're this and you're that and you're this, you have to imagine, and this is how I describe it, is imagine that between the two of you, you have a mirror. And the mirror side is facing that of the person that's talking to you. And instead of them talking to you, they're actually talking to themselves in the mirror. And they're telling themselves how they feel about them as a person. And I always have comfort, and a lot of my clients get comfort when, you know, there are so many times when people say, well, how could you do this or how could you do that? Well, they're not talking about you. They're talking about themselves. And that analogy about the mirror really, really helps. So it's also a good way of knowing how to better yourself and how can I live a better life tomorrow than I did today. Well, if you're mirroring somebody, and how can I just be more positive and have a better reflection.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, because you can imagine that everything that is coming out of your own mouth, because, of course, you know, that's the only thing that you can control is what you're doing. Whatever's coming out of your own mouth, that is meant to be, you know, you're talking about yourself. So you don't want to say those negative things. And hopefully over time, that really turns into a great picture of yourself. Self-worth, you know, high self-esteem, keeping yourself in high regard, only wanting to do very good things for yourself and your body.
Exactly. And something that's very, very important are your I am statements. So you have to make sure that when you're saying I am, make it positive. You know, some people say if they make a mistake, I am stupid, or I can't believe I did that. And they're just manifesting that negative energy. But so always remember to keep your I am statements positive. I am awesome. I am wonderful. I am going to do this. I am rocking this. Your I am statements are just so powerful.
Well, that is a great place to leave off the conversation. I know you have so many other tips, but that's something that someone could do every single day. When you're saying I am, make sure that whatever words come out of your mouth following those two are positive. So thank you, Michelle, for being here. Our listeners can learn more about Michelle, her services, and upcoming book, Ignite Your Inner and Outer Sexy, at her website, which is michelleperrone.com, and we'll spell that. It's M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, P as in Paul, E-R-R-O-N-E.com. So thanks again, Michelle. I appreciate it. This was fun.
Thank you.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that could be perfect for you. Till next time.